We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, gracious viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe. Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Astro Television is available on the following 666 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
Now joining us is the Dominican Republic with the following new additions. In Tereo, LEO and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on Division Vision. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Palacable Mi Cabana. And in Provincia, Maria Trinidad Sanchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Cameroon, Channel 26 on Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Nimbe and Environs on SiatSat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Buwe on Medium Network Service or MNS. And Channel 23 in Cumba on Siat Cumba. In Bogota, Colombia. In Bella Vista, Norociental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista. In Villamayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villamayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tanal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabolica Tonal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UTZ, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, La Hueva, San Francisco, and Arbor Rizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chupinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on CIMA TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibon and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Unidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litema. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3. Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33. Urbanision, 25, 26, and 27. Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on Atayuve La Estancia. In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Jore, Channel 27 on Jore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. And in Oqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SIR. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernanderias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernanderias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Formosa or Taiwan. Nationwide on Channel 85, on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on Netway Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, on Yangjiale Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV. in Hualien Cable TV, in Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV, in Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV, and Taichung County, Channel 106 on Tong Chai Cable TV, in Gaiyi County, Channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV, in Puzi City, Channel 90 on Taiyang Cable TV, and Gaiyi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yulin County, Channel 108, in Beoliu Township on Jiayi Lian Cable TV, and Channel 108 in Yuancheng Township on Peikang Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Hov Province, Channel 21 on Han Altair Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Ha Tenga Cable TV, and Channel 50 on Himore Cable TV. In Sukhbator Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dakhan All Province, Channel 8 on Dakhan Broadcasting System. Channel 44 on Ha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision, Channel 47. Orange Cable Companies, Channel 65. Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. In Bayonzuk, in Han Ur District, Channel 25 on Himore Cable TV. In Otul, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakan City, in Kenti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company. In Seishan City, in Donongobi Province, Channel 25 on SunPower Company. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein, in Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell. And in Hamburg on Willi Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, an Indian environmental advocate promotes growing millet to deal with climate change. In animal welfare news, migrating birds are protected in Lebanon. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 16th, prominent Estonian composer Mr. Hino Ella is remembered. Born in 1887 in Tartu, he passed away on this day in 1970. Mr. Ella is considered among the pioneers and most notable composers in Estonian music. He was known for his exceptional skill in creating compositions that combine folk and modern features. A devoted and respected professor, Mr. Ella instructed many distinguished composers. In addition, the Tartu Higher School of Music, where he taught for 20 years, was named after him. Some of his acclaimed pieces include Dawn and Homeland Melody, which are recognized as symbolically conveying the profound and subtle feeling of Estonian identity. May outstanding composers such as Mr. Hino Ella continue to enrich our world with glorious melodies.
Fly-in news. Central U.S. state engulfed in floods. Following hours of relentless rains on Monday, June 14th, Oklahoma Governor Brad Henry declared a state of emergency in 59 counties due to deluges and flash flooding. Places like Oklahoma City were covered in up to 10 inches of rain that arrived in less than half a day, representing more than twice the month's average. Emergency crews, including professional dive teams, were dispatched to rescue residents and motorists as cars became submerged up to their roofs, while others were asked to evacuate as houses and roads were inundated.
Sections of three major interstates were closed temporarily, and lightning caused power outages in some regions. Meanwhile, in neighboring Arkansas, search and rescue teams reported that the death toll had risen to 20 from flash floods that had swept through camping areas the previous Friday. Thankfully, no fatalities or major injuries have been reported from the Oklahoma rains thus far.
Our grateful appreciation, Governor Henry, and all rescue crews for your care and swift actions to ensure the safety of Oklahoma's residents. With heaven's grace, may such disturbing events subside as we embrace kinder, more sustainable ways of life.
Indonesia, USA, and Formosa or Taiwan jolted by quakes. On Monday morning, June 14th, a 5.2 magnitude earthquake rattled Indonesia's North Sulawesi province, striking at 5:22 a.m. The quake's epicenter was located 122 kilometers southeast of Nelangguane. Later that evening, a 5.7 magnitude tremor struck in Southern California, USA, about 85 miles east of San Diego, followed by dozens of smaller aftershocks.
On Tuesday, a magnitude 5.6 tremor shook eastern Formosa's Hualien County, with another that struck a little while later in the same area, measuring 4.1 on the Richter scale. Fortunately, none of the quakes inflicted damage or harm to people, nor were any tsunami warnings issued. We thank heaven for the protection of those in the quake-shaken regions and pray for the ceasing of such disruptions as humanity's gentler lifestyles help restore Earth's stability.
Japan donates aid to Afghanistan. The government of Japan has allocated $11 million to provide nearly 2,000 tons of improved wheat seed, along with 39,000 bags of vegetable seeds, as well as storage cabinets for rural farmers in several regions of Afghanistan.
Each farming family in Kandahar, Kunduz, Nangarhar, and Takhar provinces will receive 50 kilograms of improved wheat seed, a packet of vegetable seeds, and a storage cabinet that holds 250 kilograms of wheat. The materials will be distributed by the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO. Signing the agreement in Kabul, Afghanistan, Japanese Ambassador to Afghanistan, Shigeyuki Hiroki, pledged his government's continued commitment to agricultural development for the betterment of Afghan livelihoods and the economy.
Providence blessed Your Excellency and Japan for your kind assistance to help rural farmers and boost the agricultural sector. May the people of Afghanistan prosper in abundant health and peace.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Norwegian prince and princess welcomed by German chancellor. As a rare occasion and special sign of the warm ties between their countries, German Chancellor Angela Merkel personally received invited royal guests. Norwegian Crown Prince Haakon and Crown Princess Mette Marit in her home state of Mecklenburg-Vorpommern.
After their welcome by local residents in Stralsund, they signed the Golden Book of the City for guests at the town hall. His Royal Highness the Crown Prince then made a speech in German and also thanked the Chancellor for her invitation. The Chancellor and her royal guests then toured St. Nikolai Church and visited the seaside resort Binz, famed for its natural scenic views.
We wish Your Royal Highnesses the Crown Prince and Princess a delightful stay and a safe journey back home. May the people of your countries continue to enjoy abundant shared hospitality and friendship.
Supreme Master Ching Hai donates $10,000 for Berkeley Humane Society fire relief in California, USA. The Berkeley East Bay Humane Society, or BEBHS, in California, USA, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to save, protect, and care for animals. Tragically, a fire engulfed its shelter in May, and whilst most of the animals were rescued, the society's adoption offices and hospital had to be closed.
Save about 800 animals. That's our goal for what we can provide within our shelter environment pre-fire. So this puts a real damper on what we do because we don't have the facility to provide them with the medical care right now.
Hearing of the shelter's plight, Supreme Master Ching Hai conveyed her love and concern as she donated $10,000 to aid in recovery efforts, while sending a special thanks for the noble endeavors of the Berkeley East Bay Humane Society. In addition to presenting the check, our association members gave the staff several of Supreme Master Ching Hai's DVDs about animals, as well as information on the benefits of the vegan diet for health and the environment.
on behalf of the board of directors, as well as the staff, who all greatly appreciate on a personal level as well as on a professional level everything that the Supreme Master does herself and with your organization. We are deeply appreciative of this incredible support, and it will go a long way towards our future.
I just want to thank the Supreme Master Ching Hai. This really means a lot to us. This is really going to help towards our rebuilding efforts, and this is a very significant gift to us. We're a very small organization, and by having her support and the community support, it really means the world to us, and we really appreciate it. Thank you.
We join in gratitude for Supreme Master Ching Hai's caring assistance offered to the animals and the Berkeley East Bay Humane Society, wishing Director O'Donnell and staff a smooth restoration of normal function for your continued compassionate efforts in helping animal companions in need.
Upon knowing of the updated Berkeley East Bay Humane Society situation, Supreme Master Ching Hai offered an additional contribution of $20,000 for a total $30,000 donation. She also sent the following message. After reading all this, I'd like to give a little more. It may help. With all my love and prayers for them and their big hearts.
British ship freed. Detained since early January this year, a crew of 25 on a British-flagged ship was released on Friday, June 11th, as confirmed by the European Union Naval Force. The cargo ship Asian Glory had been held in the Indian Ocean approximately 600 miles off the Somali coast, with her crew of 10 Ukraine, 8 Bulgarian, 5 Indian, and 2 Romanian nationals on board. The vessel is now expected to depart for Oman under the escort of a British military vessel. We are relieved to know of the international crew members' well-being. Wishing you all a safe homecoming and reunions filled with warm embraces and cherished smiles.
Man loses life saving children. During a family celebration on a beach off Key Biscayne in Florida, USA, Mr. Douglas Butler heard the cries of 4 children when the sandbar they were standing on about 150 yards offshore gave way. Unable to swim, the youths began floundering, and Mr. Butler went quickly with his nephew to save them. While 3 of the children were brought to shore by his nephew and others who went to assist, Mr. Butler rescued the 4th child. His sister, Kelly Holznecht, who was on the beach, said, "The last words I heard him say were, 'Don't worry, I got you,' and he pushed the kid up above the water." After the child was saved, Mr. Butler had to be pulled from the water and sadly did not survive. The youths were transferred for medical care to a local hospital.
We are thankful for the precious lives saved and pray for the young ones' soon recovery. Our deep condolences to the family and friends of Mr. Douglas Butler, a selfless family man with a giving heart. May his soul rest serenely in heaven's everlasting care and love. In recognition of his brave and self-sacrificing actions, Supreme Master Ching Hai is posthumously honoring Mr. Butler with the Shining World Hero Award, as well as offering $1,000 to help out his family.
Save our planet. Focus on reducing short-lived methane to cool the planet faster. The U.S.-based environmental group Cleaner Task Force, or CATF, has been researching ways to decrease both air pollution and global warming by focusing primarily on the so-called basket of shorter-lived climate forcers.
According to CATF scientist Dr. Ellen Baum, reducing substances like black carbon, tropospheric ozone, and methane would be more effective in quickly cooling the planet than prioritizing carbon dioxide mitigation.
You would get both the air quality benefit, and you'd get a much faster climate response from reductions than you would get by being able to cut carbon dioxide. And we don't seem to be cutting carbon dioxide either.
In particular, Dr. Baum explained why a focus on reducing human-caused methane is urgently needed. Whereas carbon dioxide can take hundreds or even thousands of years to stop heating the atmosphere, methane dissipates in a small fraction of that time.
Methane has a much shorter lifetime than CO2, and therefore it is something we think needs immediate attention. It's also a precursor to tropospheric ozone, and probably one of the best ways to reduce the part of tropospheric ozone that has the most climate impact.
Among all global human sources of methane, the livestock industry is by far the largest at 37%, according to the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, and even more in certain countries. Dr. Baum, a vegetarian herself, explained the implications of removing this major source of planetary warming.
If we ate no meat, it would have a beneficial effect on the climate in all sorts of ways. You would have a much smaller population of ruminant livestock, so you wouldn't have methane emissions. You wouldn't have to have the conversion of land to grazing land so that you would have beef operations. So I don't have any question if the whole population worldwide, 7 billion people stopped eating meat, it would make a difference.
Dr. Baum and Clean Air Task Force, we appreciate your efforts in calling attention to these atmospheric agents that account significantly toward global warming. May we all do our part to curb such harmful effects through the simple and humane change to meat-free fare.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has frequently advocated a focus on eliminating short-lived greenhouse gases like methane, as during an interview published in the December 16, 2009 edition of the Irish Dog Journal.
Methane, the potent greenhouse gas whose largest human-created source is the livestock industry, traps 100 times more heat than carbon dioxide over a 20-year period. Until now, most studies used the fact that methane is 23 times more heat-trapping than CO2 over 100 years, which gives a less accurate picture about methane in its actual lifespan. Therefore, the powerful methane is actually a greater cause of the warming than previously estimated. The good news is that methane dissipates from the atmosphere in approximately 12 years, whereas it takes carbon dioxide thousands of years to disappear. So, if we want to make a rapid, effective difference now, we must stop the methane generation at its largest original source, that is the livestock industry.
Save Our Planet. In Olac or Vietnam, officials of Lam Dong Province and the Wildlife Conservation Society, or WCS, requests that the U.S.-based Travel Channel assist in preservation efforts by removing a documentary from its website that promotes the illegal consumption of wildlife meat.
Warning news. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency announces a recall across several provinces of a wide variety of ready-to-eat meat products due to possible contamination with the potentially lethal Listeria monocytogenes.
Solo, and we're two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Dogs in My Life.
Hello, everyone. Lady and I are following the Compassionate Vegan Diet. We'd like to share a tip on how to keep the outer ear flaps of dogs like us nice and clean.
Use a solution of 1 teaspoon of apple cider vinegar and 2 teaspoons of water. Dip the bottom part of the cotton ball or tissue into the solution and then gently wipe along the exterior of the ear.
We sure will appreciate your good care.
Thank you for watching, and thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, for the weather around the world.
is Supreme Master Ching-Hai International Association News from South Korea. To share the benefits of the earth-saving diet, our association members held a vegan bread promotion in Suseong Mud Park in downtown Daegu. More than 600 servings of complimentary cruelty-free bread, cookies, muffins, and cakes were offered. SOS flyers were also distributed with information on the harmful effects of animal products. Many delighted tasters described how they enjoy the plant-based baked goods.
촉촉하고 되게 부드럽게 맛있는 것 같아요. 예, 그런 부분에서는 되게 좋은 것 같아요.
인공적인 맛이 아니고 자연스럽게 순수한 맛인 것 같아요.
좀 그래도 담백하고 괜찮은 것 같아요. 예, 산 좀 산뜻하다 그래야 되나 맛이?
May more and more citizens discover that the vegan diet of kindness is delicious and can save the world.
In ecology news, an Indian environmental advocate promotes growing millet to deal with climate change. Ms. Sino Saha, a primary school teacher in the northeastern village of Nagaland, encourages local women to seed traditional types of the grain. Millet needs less water than rice or wheat and can be planted on sloped ground with little soil. Ms. Saha works with the Northeast Network, or NEN, a non-governmental women's human rights organization and local resource center. NEN is making efforts to develop a seed bank of long-established varieties of millet, as well as planning food festivals and exhibitions to share the information. Our hats off, Ms. Sino Saha and Northeast Network, for your dedicated efforts. May this very nutritious grain help to provide ample sustenance for many gentle people of the region. Up next on Noteworthy News, non-profit organizations collaborate to protect migratory birds in Lebanon. We'll take a moment in prayer for the happiness of all beings. More bright news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, delightful news for a satisfying world. In animal welfare news, migrating birds are protected in Lebanon. Considerable numbers of our feathered friends, including ones considered endangered, fly across Lebanon twice annually. The non-profit organization European Nature Heritage Fund, or EuroNature, and the Society for the Protection of Nature in Lebanon are working together to safeguard the plumed travelers. A mobile bird watching carriage has been set up, and in summer, a Bedouin tent serves as an information center. With cooperation from the Lebanese Ministry of Education, school children are also being given the facts about the importance of ensuring the conservation of our precious winged co-inhabitants. Our sincere thankfulness, European Nature Heritage Fund, the Society for the Protection of Nature in Lebanon, and the Lebanese Ministry of Education for your collaborative endeavor. May avian angels continue to grace our skies in safety and joy for countless centuries to come.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Gaelic entitled Baby's Crib.
A bratnik aran lan of Ihawan, cunning ban kaila a far kaila, ekshath of a cleavon a linov, gukin deokshi aran, alas of ishag fekund aran basta kulta, kunishi arahag, maskond mokon, decrajiv, aris, lucre, intus, nyal evenus, skepticus, toka egon tuth pointus navganaksha, august no mokon down of zuskulche, lithulia a gliskernok a kershi a gig temple a far kaila. Cara will take swain of air eshin. Tushy do crash a dragger shay. Neil of Abdul Tishkin, consul angel in own, cleave on Marshin Ian of Igor Lehi de Fright Ravinta.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Thank you for the excellent program, which is seen worldwide to ennoble the hearts of the world so we know how to love the earth and acknowledge our greatness. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Digna from Lima, Peru.
Planet-loving Digna, we appreciate your elevated comment. May the virtuous nature of all beings be ever more respected and honored. With heaven's munificent light and love to you and your shining co-citizens of beautiful Peru.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May you be blessed by the all-merciful love of the Providence.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
School children in Gaza, Palestine carry an Olympic-like torch 17 kilometers from the coast to the UN Relief and Works Agency building to commemorate the launch of a summer of sporting games for 250,000 children, with activities that include drama, sports, dancing, and arts.
Ancient cave paintings up to 35,000 years old containing figures such as the rhinoceros have been discovered in Romania, the first time in Central Europe that such art of such historical significance has been found.
China and Formosa or Taiwan hold a third round of discussions during which they agree to enhance trade through a reciprocal agreement to reduce tariffs on hundreds of goods.
Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin and Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko meet to discuss the enactment of a customs union between Belarus, Kazakhstan, and Russia, as well as the two countries' further cooperation.
As the highest-ranking Arab official since 2007 to visit Gaza, Palestine, Arab League Secretary General Amr Moussa is welcomed by representatives of Hamas and other Palestinian groups as they meet to call for reconciliation and an end to the region's blockade.
British multi-platinum singer-songwriter Ozzy Osbourne states that he has now become vegetarian.
Following a meeting in Jakarta between senior trade officials, Indonesia and Iraq agree to provide incentives to increase trade between their countries.
After a 7-year trek to the Itokawa asteroid, the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency's the Hayabusa space probe returns to Earth in a South Australian desert, carrying with it a sample of dust from Itokawa space body.
After spending a lifetime looking for each other since being separated in childhood, two Russian-born sisters, now 85 and 88 years of age, were joyfully reunited.
The United Arab Emirates Red Crescent Authority is implementing a relief program to provide aid such as food, blankets, and sheltering materials for Afghan residents affected by recent floods.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.